So Malika Sarabhai, a member of our governing board for the last 8 years, day three of the Oroville Festival. How are you feeling about what's been going on?
I think it's very important what's happening, and it's good that it's finally being done in Delhi. I think I've been saying for all 8 years that I have been involved with Oroville that Oroville needs to be in India much more than it is. There's so much that Oroville can share, and I'm glad that with the lectures, this first art exhibition has been put together. I think it needs to travel many different places in India. One of the things I'm disappointed about is that there are so few young people. Most people in the audience are well over 60, I think. There are a few, but it's the younger people we need to somehow connect with. And I feel that with the very strong design and the designed products in Oroville, one thing that could have been added and that I would love to welcome in Ahmedabad, for instance, is much more of what Oroville produces. That will bring in a much younger crowd, and through that, people can be introduced to the concept of Oroville and to the philosophies of the Mother and Sri Aurobindo. The minute you talk about lectures and a seminar, I think today's younger people don't really get attracted to it. So we need to find a different way to bring them in.
Do you think the venue as well, it is, the membership here is slightly older audience. Do you think that played a part in the audience that we've attracted?
Probably. I think that's probably true. Though, isn't it open? Aren't the seminars open to anybody? Is it only open to IIC members?
No. It's open to everybody. And actually, there's posters in all of the universities. So we're hoping today that students are free on Sundays. What's coming in at the moment, we're about 20 minutes before we start. It seems to be quite a number of young people that have walk through the door.
Well, that's great, I think. Yeah. And through the week, if they come and see the films and the art exhibition, I think that also would be important.
What did you feel of the calls yesterday for Oroville now to move out into India and the world? And in particular, you made quite a strong point yesterday in terms of lobbying government to support us more, if I understood you correctly.
I wasn't suggesting that you lobby government to support you more. I was saying that in the whole field of sustainability, Oroville is at the forefront, in as much as in other places there's one architect doing something and then 2,000 kilometers away there's another architect doing something. But if you look at the concentration of people working on sustainability, I would think that Oroville is at the forefront of that. I was suggesting that Oroville needs to lobby the government to take on many more practices of building sustainability, because India is going to be needing somewhere between 20 and 25 million new homes immediately. And if these homes continue to be built in the old PWD style with concrete and cement, it's completely unsustainable. It also doesn't last. Sustainable houses need to last much more. And the government needs to rethink its policies so that it's not that each ministry is thinking only of its own thing. But for instance, the Ministry of Rural Development, the Ministry of Energy, Alternative Energy, and the Department of Housing, and the Department of Water, and the Department of, for instance, Power and Coal, need to be working together to think of sustainable townships where all of this is taken into concern, where the people themselves become the builders rather than other people building for them, and that everything, that you are creating a lifestyle, you are creating a livelihood. Creating a home is not good enough. You need to create somewhere where people can live and earn and sustain themselves both spiritually and physically. And in this, I think Oroville has a lead role to play.
So it's a model that maybe local government could actually implement in other places, or the communities could implement?
You see, when you have needs like India does of housing and livelihood, no government or no agency is going to be able to deliver. India has a tradition in the rural areas of people building their own homes.
Yes.
So we need to take that into account. Also, if people build their own homes on a model that has been developed with them as partners, then their stake is much higher. Then they don't think of renting it out to somebody. Because they have built it, and they have built it with a particular lifestyle possibility. Which is why I'm saying that it's only a model like that that could work. But where you could help was that they don't necessarily know the cutting edge technology of how to clean water and how to make grey water and so on and so forth, and how to recycle a lot of things. Though if you look at India, poverty has made it the most recycled society.
Yes.
But so we need to bring cutting edge to it, because it is seen as poverty.
Right.
So the minute you become slightly richer, you don't recycle, because that reminds you of your poverty. But if you show a model where recycling is the best thing you could do, the richest thing you could do, then you have to change that switch or that perspective in people's minds.
Right.
Today, one of the attitudes is, you know, when I was poor, I didn't have water. So now that I'm rich, why are you asking me to save water?
Right,
because sustainability is seen as poverty. Sustainability is not seen in the larger context of how many planets we need. It is seen as deprivation. And unless you take this away, and unless you make it like a lollipop that everybody wants, and that Auroville is capable of doing, because you make everything look fantastic. Plus, it is sustainable. But there is this idea that if I'm talking of sustainability, I mean, people say to me, you don't look like an NGO worker. Meaning, I dress too well, I'm careful about the way I look, I like beautiful things, therefore, that equals I can't be socially committed.
Right. Yes.
Do you understand?
I do, yes.
And you have to break that. If you want a country to be sustainable, you have to break that. You have to show that the trendiest thing to do is to be sustainable.
Right, yes.
And I think Auroville has the capacity of doing that because of its very strong design and aesthetics.
Very interesting.
Mud houses don't have to crumble.
Yes.
If you make beautiful mud houses that look like something that came out of architecture today, then people don't think of it as a mud house. And I think that is what Auroville has a huge possibility of developing.
So it's our knowledge base in terms of our design, and in terms of our alternative energies and alternative building practices, that we can actually bring out.
Which is why I have been saying that in the building of Auroville, it should become the one place in the world where anybody who wants to see what a sustainable city is like should come.
Right.
And that's why when I see these horrendous cement concrete blocks going up in Auroville, it breaks my heart. And I think a policy decision needs to be taken that if Auroville is to be Mother's Dream, then that has to be part of Mother's Dream. You can't just put up whatever you want. And if you want to sustain the spirit, you need to sustain other things as well.
And then there's the on-the-ground reality in Auroville of finances, of a population where a lot of people are moving around all the time. I think we have 250 people without homes at the moment. And then there's the sense of our, maybe a lot of people are feeling our collective stuckness as well. And Amita yesterday mentioned our collective disharmony at times. So there's this ideal of Auroville that we see at conferences like this, and that we see in the work that goes out as well. But there are also issues for us in Auroville to overcome as well. Any reflections on all of that?
It's a difficult task that you have set up for yourselves in Auroville. And I think several people yesterday mentioned the dedication of the early settlers, because there was the Matri Mandir to build. If one can somehow bring in that same kind of dedication to making Auroville the city of harmony of the future in its built-up environment, then I think there will be one very strong goal that everybody is working to. I think one of the things that's happening with Auroville is it's become a settled community. And when it's settled, you always nitpick. When there is a huge goal So if you say, for instance, that for mother, you are going to create 1,000 houses and a housing environment that is the epitome of kind living, of harmonious living, of the best technology, of the highest sense of aesthetics, and that you are going to do it in the next 2 years, and that everybody has to dedicate their manual labor, their skills and everything, then there will be a goal towards which everybody is working. Yes. And I think that's what's missing just now. Mm. All the goals are too esoteric.
Mm, yes, yes, yeah. And there's a felt sense with us here in Delhi as well. It's a very unified field, this team of Auroville, this family of Auroville going out, and it's very harmonious. So sometimes when we, as you say, when we have this direction and higher goal, that we can do it, yeah. I'm just wondering as well, the governing board's time is coming to an end. How do you see your involvement with Auroville from here on in?
But first of all, I hope that they change the rule and we can continue, because I think Auroville is a very difficult place to understand.
Yes.
So it took the first 4 years just to understand you. Then it has taken us 4 years to actually be trusted by you.
Mm-hmm.
I think most Aurovillians today do trust the love and passion that the current board feels for Auroville.
Yes.
And I think having established that, to start from scratch with a new board is taking Auroville back several years.
Right.
Because now we have personal relationships with many of the groups working, and we can actually push it forward.
Mm.
So it would, I think, be useful to look at that rule. But otherwise, I feel very strongly committed to Auroville.
Mm.
I mean, I was jokingly, but only half jokingly, saying to somebody yesterday that had it not been for the lousy weather in Auroville, I would have probably moved some time ago.
Right. So what you're saying is that you would be willing to stay on the governing board if that was possible?
Yes, I would love to.
Okay.
And I would love to, in whatever capacity, to continue, because I think it is an amazing dream in a very fractured world.
Great. Thank you very much.